And I believe we're leaving you up here for the Bighorn Sheep Auction license as well.
Yep, we can do that. So we'll give, a quick background on this Bighorn Sheep Auction license. This was a discussion topic roughly 11, 12 years ago when Bighorn Sheep were not at the level they were as they are now. I guess, honestly, I'd have never thought we'd have been here 10 years ago and be having this conversation with you as to the number of licenses recommended to you for consideration to issue. But essentially what the commission did at that time in rule, anytime there is a minimum of 3 Bighorn Sheep licenses available for the regular draw, a Bighorn Sheep license can be allocated or made available to a sponsoring organization as an auction license, as a fundraising mechanism to help promote all the work we do for Bighorn Sheep, whether it's surveying and research, a lot of the disease work you've heard about from Chad Lehman and other staff, anywhere from transplants and habitat work, primarily with a lot of our partners out there that own other public lands where a lot of our Bighorn Sheep reside on, whether it's Black Hills National Forest, Badlands National Park, things of that nature. So the commission can authorize one of these to an eligible organization. Those requirements are set in the administrative rule that the commission adopted back at that time. We work with the organization that is selected by the commission with an agreement. We work with them closely to help promote this auction license within their organization. The commission does have the authority to limit or dictate where this auction license would be valid. As done last year, our department recommendation to you here today, based on the recommendations we brought for an increase in licenses, the department would support this license being valid in any open Bighorn Sheep hunting unit. One thing that has changed this year, in the past 11 years, we have received an application by one organization, the Midwest Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. They did put in an application again for this year. New this year was another organization that threw their name in the hat, and that is the Iowa Foundation for North American Wild Sheep. Both of them appear to be, we provided some data and information for, to you on their fundraising activities. The Iowa FNAS, or Foundation for North American Wild Sheep, does do fundraising with Bighorn Sheep auction tag licenses, elk, and maybe some other big game, but we tried to provide you some financial information here on their fundraisings on comparable sales with other states applicable towards Bighorn Sheep. So with that, Madam Chair, we've provided you that information. I hope I provided enough supportive information here, especially for Commissioner White, kind of new to the game here, but I would certainly try to answer any questions you have and help navigate through these applications.
Very good, thank you. Any questions at this point for Chad?
Is there any advantage between the two to where we go with this type? Is there one that sticks out, raises more money than the other, or?
Through the chair. Commissioner Bees, I'm not for sure if you saw some of the information we provided. I guess in my opinion, both have a proven track record of being suitable organizations to conduct these types of marketing and whatnot for these auction licenses. In looking at the previous 5 years, and I'm just going to state what I have for factual data in front of me, it appears looking at the last 5 years and the average of those license sales for Bighorn Sheep within kind of the Midwestern or the eastern portion of Western U.S. where Bighorn Sheep licenses are available, it appears the Midwest chapter has raised just a little bit more money on average than the Iowa FNAS group, but that would be my only response that I could really provide to that question.
Very good, thank you.
And I guess, Madam Chair, if I can, just to follow up, previous 11 years, we've raised around $1.4 million. Right now, the commission about 5 or 6 years ago did kind of make an action where I believe it's like $85,000 stays with Bighorn Sheep, and anything above and beyond that is split 50-50 for habitat work on our game production areas, and the other 50 goes towards the governor's second century habitat initiative. So,
very good. I guess I would just, my own two cents, as we look at these two entities, it's nice to know that we have other organizations that are looking to us to help raise funds for the efforts that are laid out here. And as a commission, do we stay with what we know, or do we open this up and let others know that there could be opportunity for others to take part in this? So I'd entertain additional comments, suggestions, or motions.
Question.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Do you know some of our track history with the current partner? Is 100% of the proceeds from that auction go to South Dakota, within the state of South Dakota, or what percentage that might be? And then also entity number two now, is the intent also, any idea on those proceeds? I mean, I'm just trying to read, you know, kind of what they're stating here. And do you feel that that would be, I mean, because it kind of goes, you know, with their approval too, on where these funds are spent. Is that the intent that they also would continue to spend the same or similar percentage of those proceeds within the state of South Dakota?
Great question. Through the chair here, and I may have to phone a friend. I don't know if John Kent is on the phone now. I know he's busy with other things, but the best of my recollection is the Midwest Foundation has retained 5%, I believe, of that total auction price. It's kind of an administrative, you know, recoup of their efforts for marketing and whatnot.
Did you get
John? John, I do have John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My apologies, Matt. My apologies, Madam Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm on the road on my phone, so I apologize for not being on video. John Kant, the Terrestrial Section Chief. So 100% of those funds are returned to the department. So if the auction license sells for $100,000, that entire $100,000 comes back to the department and is split, as Chad indicated there, $85,000 to Bighorn Sheep and 50-50 between GPA management and the Second Century Habitat Fund. Now, that fee that Chad explained, they do charge that. That is to the winning bidder, and that is retained by the organization for their time and efforts to auction that license.
Through the chair, John, do you recall looking at the application from Iowa FNAS? Did they have a similar type of structure within their application? Do you recall?
Through the chair, yes. It would be very similar. I can't recall the percentage that Iowa FNAS charges that winning bidder, but it would be the same concept. 100% of those funds would come back to us, and that is written in rule that 100% of those funds come back to the department. But they are allowed to charge that, you know, I'll call it an administrative fee for processing and auctioning off that license.
Additional questions, comments, suggestions, or a motion?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
Just an observation, I guess, not necessarily in this particular situation, but any time that we've been involved in a decision like this, we usually stay with the one that has brought us to the dance, you might say, unless it's proven that someone else has a better deal. Listening to this, and I know I'm new to this to the show here, but I would definitely, at this point, feel comfortable with the continuance of our present program that we have. That's just my opinion. I'm not making that a motion at this point, but it just appears that they've done good service getting to where we're at, and haven't shown anything that we should be looking anyplace else. So I just thrown out a observation. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional comments? If none, I'd entertain a motion at this time.
I'd make a motion to stay with the Midwest chapter.
Motion by Commissioner Beast to stay. Second by Commissioner Locken. Any comments on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we'll go with Midwest at this time. Thank you.
Madam Chair.